Back in high school, I had a friend called Edison. Clever and smart, always wanted to study medicine. And hell yeah, he was part of my team. He never rapped though, but he's a part of my dream. That nigga was the reason we rocked our first gig. He was yelling from the crowd and got the people intrigued. I used to call him Eddie, and he used to call me Teddy. Never left without me, always waited till I was ready. There was a chick in our school who came from Liberia. I used to meet her up lunch break at the cafeteria. She had a crush on Eddie, she said that he was lovely. But Ed never cared, he just wanted to study. Edison was the kind of kid who never went out much. Took care of his mom, but she walks with a crutch. His dad died the very day he was born. Now listen to the part where everything went wrong. He was the child and now we was both doing fine. Trying to head to the top with so many ladders to climb. It was Friday night, I was at home eating rice. When they called me up, that my nigga got into a fight. Grabbed my coat and ran, left the food unfinished. At the hospital they said he got shot to the penis. Trying to figure who did it, man, it's gotta be Dennis. Cause they once had a fight in the court, playing tennis. Went back to the crib to get my tools all set. Hit the streets, found the shooter, put one in his neck. Now I got blood in my hand, my heart felt heavy. At the hospital they said my homie died already. Fell to the floor, couldn't even shed no tears. All I was thinking was to put more niggas to rest. And I did, but that brought the end of my life. Cause I was stabbed with a poisonous knife. And it's over. Yeah. Rest in peace, baby Paul. And rest in peace to me too. Cause I died trying to avenge your death. But it's all good though, I